and at the center of the controversy is the figure at the center of the painting, the barmaid. Because there she is in the Folies Bergère, the most decadent, the most glamorous, the most joyous cabaret nightclub in Paris. And yet she has an expression that is anything but joyous. It's said to be the face of indifference or an expression of alienation. And the fact that Manet has included in the painting all of these luxury goods, the champagne, the very expensive imported beer, and this bowl of oranges, might have been his way of hinting that she herself might be a commodity that's for sale, that this is a young woman who works as a prostitute as well as selling drinks. And the reflection adds to the confusion, because her reflection isn't where we think it should be. It's off to the right. And in her reflection, she's not looking at us. She's talking and leaning in to this man in a top hat. He is a customer. But I think everything in this painting is telling us that he's a man who's after more than just a round of drinks. This is a masterclass in ambiguity. This is a painting that is a reflection in more than just one sense of a Paris that is both real and unreal, a consumer society in which everything's for sale, a city that is a constructed reality that doesn't bear close scrutiny.
In 1889, on the centenary of the French Revolution, Paris staged the Exposition Universelle, a celebration of French culture and civilization. The centerpiece of the exposition was an enormous new monument to industrial power. Designed to showcase French engineering, it was the tallest structure ever created by the hand of man, and would be for another 40 years. The exposition also celebrated France's expanding empire with a number of colonial pavilions.